Good evening, La Fetia High School. My name is Richard Lopez, and today I'll be judging you in the color guard caption. I have a very good vantage point as I sit up by the press box. And you got some really interesting props back there. I'm looking forward to see how you guys use those as well. So as you're preparing to start your performance today, I'd like to take this opportunity to wish you the best of luck, and I'll be back when you're ready to begin. Okay, it looks like we're ready to begin. As the first cluster opens up, we see the two girls doing the arm gestures and working well for you. Love the amended scorpion pose with the person in the middle of the drum line. Good use of lower planes here as we do the roll, looking on side one on the girl that's in the cluster on off the 30-yard line. Okay, as we run back, we got to make sure that we know what the timing is going to be on that arm gesture just before we bend down to pick up our flags. This work is being handled really well by the ensemble. Make sure we're all doing the same intensity in the lunges as we go back and forth with that swing flag. Love the use of the Batma as we, again, add lower body to the work. Oh, we got to all hit that pose exactly the same. You can't adjust your glasses or your hair or anything like that. Okay, if you're picking up your equipment on the field, you got to remember you're still being seen, so you got to keep your posture up. Make sure as we do these sautés across the field that we're pointing our toes and making an extension, a long line of the body. Okay, we got the rifle line up front now. Watch the timing of the silks in the back here. Love the flourish going into underneath the leg. Good release. Watch the body position on the catch, though, rifles. Make sure as we bring that rifle back behind the neck that we all are addressing that in the same planal positioning to get there. Looking at the flags on side one, watch the body, where the body's facing, whether the shoulders and hips should be lined up to the back there, because it really affects the planes as you're passing through with your equipment book. Looking over the flags on side two. Timing is an issue here. Make sure we're together. As we go through rifles through the front there, and I wasn't sure if that was supposed to be an arabesque or a pas de châle, but whatever that body work is, you got to make sure that we're all doing it the same. Looking across the field, the angles all look really good here. The one girl that's standing on the 25-yard line just off of the, probably about 12 steps from the front sideline, make sure you keep that flag away from your body as you hold that angle. That was the only discrepancy I could see as I scanned across the field on the angles at that point. I love the way you guys do that little palm roll as you're coming off to change equipment. However, you still got three or four steps and you start looking down. Don't do that. Keep your focus up to the top. Keep me engaged all the way through the whole performance. Love the way you circle the arms to bring the body down and to help you pick up the swing flag. That was done very nicely. Okay, I'm not exactly sure what the form's supposed to look like right here with the swing flags. We don't seem to all be the same spacing apart from each other. And it's really sometimes looks cluttered, especially on side one from 50 to 45. And now as the form moves, it becomes more evened out. We hit this wedge. Oh, nice costume change here. Timing on this swing flag looks really good at this point. Obviously, this is a big point for you. But as you go into that ripple, especially that first row that does it, make sure we all do it together. Or initiate it at the same time, I should say. This is such a pretty moment for you guys. Colors work really well. Okay, as I'm looking at the soloist here, good carriage, nice posture. Turn that right foot out a little bit when you go into that lunge, though. It'll extend the line of the body. As we introduce this new flag, timing seems to be handled fairly well from the ensemble. Scanning over to side one. It's a AB work, it looks like. Going across to side two. Watch how the body is traveling. It might be better for some of us to move backwards into our position so that we can keep the same planes as we initiate the equipment work. Timing's not as strong right here. We've got to make sure we make it a little bit stronger in this part. Appreciate the saute hop. Once again, as we do this tour turn, I'm not exactly sure that it was meant for everybody or just some of us, because some of us just turned, some of us jumped and turned. The way when you guys hold a position, your focus is up. That's really good. We got to make sure the timing on this last move is all together, because it's the final move, and some of you get that angle early, it's real easy to see across the field. So make sure that you hit those poses. That the timing of that work, because it's the last thing that the judges are going to see. Well, I really enjoyed your program. The colors are outstanding. The, you know, the flowers work well for you. There's a few things I mentioned in terms of timing or body positions and focus. So just make sure you touch on those between now and the time 2 weeks from now when you have to go to UIL. Overall, your colors and everything work really well for you. Really enjoyed your program, and I hope these comments are helpful to you as you proceed through your season.